mean, a pretty big swath of the country saw snow yesterday. It piled up in some places, and yet people in Boston are probably watching all this and saying, whatever. 9 feet of snow have fallen on Boston this winter, most of it last month. Many businesses have been closed. Commuters have been stranded, like Christopher Klickner.
I've been working from home for the past couple of days just because I can't get to work. It's taken me an hour and a half sitting here trying to catch a bus, and it just hasn't worked at all.
And the snow hasn't gone anywhere. Traffic and commerce are still being disrupted in Boston, which you might think would hit the local economy hard. Here's Kurt Nickisch from member station WBUR.
Bostonians might want to blame their weather woes on Patrick Renna. He's the CEO of a local burrito chain called Boloco. Back in January, he remembers, he was forecasting strong growth at a company board meeting.
And I remember the chairman asking me, so Patrick, what's the biggest risk? And I said, weather. And I remember saying, but thankfully, we've been good so far. And then 2 weeks later, started the 102-inch snowfall that we've received since then. So maybe I jinxed it.
Boloco's sales fell 20% last month. The company serves people working in Boston office buildings, and half of Renna's stores were closed for days.
In my 20 years of business, it was the worst restaurant month I've ever been involved with.
Unlike someone who waits until a snowstorm passes to buy the new fridge or new car they were going to buy anyway, those burrito sales are gone for good. Michael Goodman is an economist at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth.
You're not going to sell two lunches tomorrow to offset the one lunch that you didn't sell today.
But just because workers aren't coming into their Boston offices and grabbing a burrito for lunch doesn't mean their business is down 20% too.
I worked from my desk in my living room.
That's Amanda Schreier, a lawyer. The snowstorms kept her from going to her downtown Boston law firm, but they didn't keep her from going to work.
I have a laptop, and I can connect remotely to my work system. It was really business as usual.
At her firm, Prince Lobel Tye, managing partner Craig Tataronis says billable hours were down 10% last month, but he's not too stressed about it.
We certainly understand why we have the result we do in February, but we also expect that we will get the productivity back.
Tataronis says his lawyers and paralegals can make it up. The loss of business was temporary, not permanent. And that's the case for many companies affected by the snowstorms here, says Doug Handler. He's the chief U.S. economist at the research firm IHS Global Insight.
We're lucky that Boston is, for the most part, a knowledge-intensive city, and actually the permanent economic loss because of that really isn't that significant.
By knowledge-intensive, he means financial services firms, universities, computer software companies, places that can limit the damage from the snowstorms. When Handler's team came up with the estimate of the permanent economic loss from the snowstorms, they did it from the comfort of their home.
Depends on the time of day, but we start with hot chocolate for sure.
The estimate, the permanent loss to the Massachusetts economy is just over $1 billion. It's not chump change, but annualized, that's just a percentage point off the regional output. That's not a bad outcome, considering how much snow still blankets the region. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.